Welcome back to Inside the Cave. It's the weekend edition on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com at Butch's Tavern overlooking Evergreen Golf Course in Hudson today. I see a little bit of sunshine possibly trying to poke through the clouds today. If it's not raining, though, it's a good day for golf. I'm Ian Wendt, John Roberts with you today till 1 o'clock, talking all things sports. And we have on the phone line all the way out in the Britton Deerfield area, it's Coach Eric Johnson of the Eastern team of the Senior County Showcase football team, victorious Friday night, 25-3. Hello, Coach. So when we, look at that game Friday, how much of it is fun, and how much of it is kind of serious?
I think we're having some technical issues. We can't hear him.
I can't hear him either.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, there we go.
Oh, yep, there he is.
There he is. There he is.
Trevor fixed it. Sorry,
Coach. Good job, Trevor.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, I'll take all the credit. So, Coach, in case some people couldn't hear you, how much of that game Friday is serious and how much of it is fun?
I can hear you, Trevor. Good. But if there's somebody else speaking, I can hear them a little bit.
Okay.
Engineering on the fly. All right, Trev, it might be one of those two knobs up at the top two green ones. Mm-hmm. Above the phone. You might have to adjust those.
All right. How's this? Can you hear me now?
All right, Coach, we're going to try this again.
Can you hear us now? I can't hear them.
You still can't hear them?
No.
All right.
Hmm.
Great. I mean, I hear voices in the background, but I can't make out what anybody's saying.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, then it might be the two green knobs above us, the line that we're on. I'll adjust those, maybe.
How's that?
How about now, Coach? No?
I can't hear them if they're talking to me, no.
No, I can't hear
them. No.
All right, Trevor, we're going to have to do this. You're going to have to relay what we're saying to him, okay?
Well, it's a good thing I have my mic up as well.
There we go.
All right, well, ask away, Trev.
All right, could you repeat the question so I can ask it?
Sure. How much of the game Friday is fun? How much of it is serious?
So how much of the game Friday was fun and how much of it was serious?
I think anytime you're coaching or players, they're going to be competitive. And there's a high competitiveness to the All-Star games. And, I think they're fun, leading up during that week. I think you have some fun with the kids and you're maybe a little less serious. And then, when it gets to game time and the clock's ticking, they're definitely the players are definitely competitive and want to win, and I think that just feeds on to the coaches.
And Coach, definitely a good win for the East squad, a convincing win. You were up at the half. What do you attribute to the fast start in the game for your team?
What do you attribute to the fast start for your team in the game?
We had a great week of practice. I thought the kids caught on to what we were doing offensively. Even on day one and day two, we were able to execute our plays, and we went no huddle and just kind of with hand signals, and the kids liked that. I think our offensive line, usually in an All-Star game, your offensive line doesn't come together quite as well as you would hope. But they were all smart kids, and they all, did a great job of what their assignments were. They understood it from the beginning, so I think that helped us. And we had some talented kids, obviously. The kids were very talented, very smart group, and, when you got talent and you got kids that are smart and they're competitive, they're going to go after it. So, offensively, we started with a couple big pass plays. The defense for the West did a good job of stopping us on the first drive, and our defense, you know, Coach Dolson over Tecumseh and the Tecumseh staff ran the defense for this all-star game for the East, for our East side, and they did a tremendous job of getting the kids. You know, it was simple. We basically ran two different concepts for them, you know, two different alignments, and they just played fast. And, you know, that was the big thing. You play fast and don't let the kids think too much, and those kids will make plays because they're talented.
Talking with Britton Deerfield head football coach Eric Johnson, and I know you've spent a lot of time coaching your son, and he's off to college in the fall. So this was kind of it, right? I mean, what's it like to coach your son for the last time as head coach?
What's it like to coach your son for the last time as head coach with him heading off to college this fall?
Oh, man, I knew that question was coming. You know what? It was exciting. It was fun. It was all that I had hoped to be able to spend, you know, 5 days of practice together and, you know, be able to go out and watch him compete one more time at the high school level. It was tremendous. I knew, you know, leading up to it, that was a big reason why I wanted to be the head coach of the East this year. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to be able to coach him one more time and be out there. And, you know, it was a great, you know, him with his friends that were obviously graduates of BD and seniors. And it was great to have that group together again and get to coach him one more time.
Coach, this is the fifth All-Star game, correct?
This is the fifth All-Star game, right?
So it's the fifth one we've played. Yep. We did have teams set for the COVID year. So it would have been our sixth game if they would have played. We had rosters for that year. But, yeah, this was the fifth game. The West won the first two, and then the East has won the last three. So it's been great, competitive, you know, for both sides of the county. And we've had to adapt the teams a little bit differently a couple times where we just had less numbers on one team and we maybe had to move a school over to another side. But, you know, for the most part, we've been, you know, three of the five, it's been this format, the six teams on that represent the East and the West, and hopefully we can keep building the game. And, you know, if we have rosters around 25 like we had this year, I think that's a good number. And, you know, gives the kids a lot of playing time, and yet they still have a little time to rest and have some subs that can come in for them. So.
And was there any concern about conflict with the state All-Star game?
So was there any concerns over conflicts with the state All-Star game?
You know, we talked about that. There's, you know, there was a conflict. We were originally going to have the game at Adrian College a week earlier on the 17th. We did have some pretty good baseball teams in softball teams, you know, but more on our side with the boys. The baseball teams that we thought could be playing in state semifinals that day, you know, Hudson had a really good baseball season, obviously Onsted, you know.
Sure.
We all were playing, you know, Britton Deerfield, we win a regional title. I mean, we could have been playing into that next weekend. So we were a little worried about that. So we talked about it as the county coaches to move it to the Friday. We only had one conflict as far as with one athlete that was invited to the state All-Star game, you know, who had to missed the game here for our Lenawee County All-Star game. But, you know, I think it's just going to be something moving forward that we'll just have to try to do the best we can of
sure.
Working around. But we didn't want those kids to have to, you know, if they're playing in a state semifinal baseball game, to have to miss out on the Lenawee County All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talking with Britton Deerfield, head football coach, and the head coach for the victorious Eastern side of the Lenawee County Football All-Star Game this Friday. And, you know, we're going to talk to Coach Rogers from the West here later in the show. And I think it would be unprofessional for us not to talk about the other side with you. You know, coaching against that talent, I think there's a lot of talent, of course, on both sides. But talk a little bit about the opponent.
We're going to be interviewing the coach of the West team in a little later on the show, and so we wanted to get your opinion of them as well, since both teams were very good.
Yeah, you know, Coach Rogers and that whole West staff, they did an outstanding job. I mean, there's some talented kids you know, we figured they were going to be a little bit more run oriented, just from what the schools, you know, Addison's a T team and Hudson's a T team and Sand Creek is a power team, and we thought we would see, you know, some tight formation, and you know, that's Coach Rogers' bread and butter, and that's, you know, hit their identity over there at Hudson. So we figured we'd see that. So that's what we practiced all week against, you know, defensively. So I think we were prepared for that. And, you know, I just like the fact that we had some big name kids from both sides, you know, state champion kids that won state championships on both sides, kids that were players of the year on both sides. I mean, it was really, you know, for the local scene around here in Lenawee County football, it was star-studded. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it was great to get those kids out there and, you know, one last time on both sides. And you know, you don't really, you know, a lot of times you don't get to see those kids on the west side. Even some of the kids on our east, you know, you hear about their name in the paper or on the radio. You see it on social media. But, you know, you get to see them up close and personal. And you know, really see what their game is, and it was a hard fought game. There's no doubt about it. I mean, maybe the score doesn't indicate, but I mean, you know, it was close, and it was a great way to kind of wrap up the Lenawee County football season for those seniors to get out there one more time.
Yeah, I think it says a lot, and you pointed it out, Coach, that everyone played. Like, you didn't really have any opt-outs. You really got to see Lenawee County's best. So it just shows the dedication of the kids, and they understand what it means to play in a game like this.
Sorry, could you repeat the question once more, please?
No, that's okay, Trev. I just reiterated what he said, and, you know, just it shows the dedication, and the kids understand what it means in Lenawee County. So, Coach Eric Johnson of the Brent Deerfield Patriots and the coach of the eastern side of that county all-star football game from Friday. Coach, we appreciate your time and calling into the show.
Thank you very much for calling into the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. A little unorthodox interview, but we got it done.